The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, you know, it is spring, so we get to talk about things like bicycling. You know, we're back on the two wheels, ladies and gentlemen. I know many of you have never left the two wheels, even all through the winter. But this is the time of year when we get all excited about bicycling here in the greater Des Moines Metro. And we've got so many beautiful miles of trails all over our community. And so this is the time of year when there's special events that go on. And just this past Sunday, I think it was, I was at a special event at Bike World. And that's where I met our next guest. Her name is Brandi Miller, and she is a local coordinator of something called Black Girls Do Bike. Brandi, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about your adventure out there at Bike World on Sunday. Was that good for you guys?
That was excellent for us. Actually, we had two opportunities. We were able to be models in the fashion show where we got to model Pearl Izumi attire. And then also we had a booth so that we can just let people know in the biking community that we exist.
That you exist. Yeah. What is it about that whole idea about people of color and bicycling that seems to escape some people?
Well, I don't know if people are even thinking about it, really, just to be honest with you. So I think it's really more for the people of color that this is about. The movement is to encourage and inspire, you know, people of color, women of color in particular, to, you know, come into the biking community and learn about all the fun and exciting trails, like you had mentioned at the beginning of our talk here today. So I think it's more about us than it is about the other people, to be honest with you.
So to making sure that folks in minority communities know more about the opportunities and the great times that are included in bicycling.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the safety measures and all that other stuff that goes with it. Now, what I was really interested in is because after I met you on Sunday, I thought, well, what is this all about? So I went out and looked it up. This is a national program.
Yes.
Which I didn't realize. So tell us about that. What's the genesis of all of this?
Sure. So it's actually a national movement, and our founder, Monica Garrison, started it back in 2013. She's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And so she basically started this movement, and it's basically grown to like over 75 chapters throughout the United States and including Antigua. So Des Moines chapter is a new chapter.
We just started.
And so we had a soft start in August of last year, and we took a bigger launch this past February. Actually, we had our first informational meeting and had a good turnout. So I'm finding that there are Black women in our community that are interested in learning more about cycling.
And is this a membership thing? Do people belong to this? Is this in a club?
Well, basically, we have a closed Facebook page, and so we invite women to come in and be a part of our group, but there's no membership fees or dues or anything of that nature. We want to make sure that there are no barriers to women entering into cycling.
And what kinds of things do you talk about in Black Girls Do Bike? What kind of programming goes on?
Mm-hmm. Well, what we've had so far is we had a Bike 101 clinic out at the Bike World, and basically they showed us the various types of bikes that you can pick from. So some of the ladies have bikes and some of the ladies don't have bikes. Mm-hmm. So I'm working with a lot of new cyclists. So like I said, we're bringing women into cycling, and so they may not be interested in racing or doing rag bri or long touring trips or things of that nature. They just want to ride 0 to 5 miles or, you know, just ride around the trails or in their neighborhood. So.
Isn't it interesting? I think it's really interesting because we've been part of the cycling community here in the greater Des Moines Metro for years. My bride was a former president of the Des Moines Cycle Club. And I remember getting people interested in cycling who had as a goal, Brandi, and I know that you know this, had as a goal that they could bike 4 miles at 10 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And after some training and after some work and after some diet and after some exercise, they're rolling along at 15 miles an hour and thinking nothing about putting 25 miles on the back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so getting people started is the first thing, yeah?
Absolutely. And other things we're going to be talking about is going to be about safety. Bike 101 stuff, really.
How did you get involved?
Actually, a friend of mine, we were wrapping up a Bible study in my home. And so she just casually mentioned that she was preparing for RAGBRAI. And I said, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
And she says, really? And I said, yes. And she says, you can ride my daughter's bike. And I'm like, okay. Well, the unique thing about my friend is she's also a black female. So I don't know very many black females that do RAGBRAI. So
right.
I was so excited that there was somebody who actually knew how to get to RAGBRAI.
Yeah.
And so that's where it started. And she says I could ride her daughter's bike. So therefore, I didn't have the barrier of having to have a special bike because her daughter had a bike. And so that's where the journey began. I end up not riding her daughter's bike because I'm really short and her daughter's taller than me. So
yeah.
I had to get a bike, but we started training. I joined the Des Moines Cycling Club and then I joined the BABRAI group. And then I did a lot of miles with them. I learned about trails and it's been an exciting year.
It is really kind of addictive after a while, isn't it?
Yes. I love it.
And I think that there's one of the things that's so interesting. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Brandy Miller. She is with Black Girls Do Bike. One of the things I think, Brandy, that people who don't cycle just can't quite get is there's a real culture in this whole bicycle community, isn't there?
Definitely.
And how would you describe that?
Well, when I first got into it, it seemed like the people who already knew each other were already connected. So coming into it, I didn't feel connected to a lot of the people. So I started just getting really used to riding on my own and getting on trails by myself.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Dana and I, we rode a lot together initially. And then as my training progressed and I needed to get my miles in and our schedules conflicted, I had to do some riding on my own. But by the end of the season, I met some really cool people in the Des Moines Cycling Club with the BABRAI group. But I think the community is very unique in that I felt like I was different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I am different.
Yeah. Well.
And so I felt like I stood out a little bit, just to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
But I did meet some really cool people along the way. But it can be people who already know each other.
It could be a little intimidating.
That's a nice word of saying. Yes.
Yeah.
Intimidating.
Now, okay. I got to ask you, because we have not rehearsed any of this. So,
sure.
So I'm just going off the fly here. But I want to ask you a question about that, what you just said. Is it more impactful on you suggesting, well, I felt like I didn't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You're a cyclist, you're a female,
mm-hmm.
But you're also an African American.
Right.
Is that the dividing point? Is that the thing that said, I'm not so sure that I'm going to fit in?
Well,
just being honest about that.
Right. I think for me, I'm not a drinker.
Oh.
And so I noticed, when we started talking about the culture of it, you know.
Well, Brandy, nice having you here, Brandy. That was Brandy Miller.
But no, I'm not a drinker. And so for me,
there's a little bit of that goes on.
Well, there is a little bit of that. But I did find some people that like the things that I like
sure.
pancakes and ice cream. So, and I mean, everybody's grown, and so I'm not here to judge anybody.
I understand.
But, so my goals were a little bit different. Even with my RAGBRAI group, I went with a church, and so we stayed in churches, so I wasn't a part of maybe some of the stereotypic RAGBRAI experience, because some people's like, well, I'm not trying to, be on my bike and be drunk all week. And I said, well, you can ride and have your own experience.
I think that is one of the ongoing, I think, really interesting stereotypes about
mm-hmm.
RAGBRAI, and it's not that way. My bride has gone on, I don't know, a number of RAGBRAIs. I've only done maybe a day here or there, or just a little bit. And but I've found that there is a camp
mm-hmm.
that goes out and it's kind of crazy. But for the most part, most people are there for the experience and the camaraderie and seeing all of the beautiful state of Iowa and having a good time. And it doesn't revolve around you know, late night parties and things like that. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
I would agree. I didn't see much of that. Now, mind you, I left at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's, and so that's Georgie too. She's up by 5:30, 6 o'clock. She's out of there, you know?
Right. So, I mean, I'm on the road. And so those that are up and going, you know, I think the climate changes a little bit the later the day goes by. But no, I had a really good experience and would certainly do it again.
Yeah. Are you planning on going this year?
I plan to do a day.
Yeah, good.
It's probably Jefferson to Ames, since it's
nice.
So close.
Sure, why not? We were talking with Brandy Miller, ladies and gentlemen, Black Girls Do Bike. What about, with regard to Black Girls Do Bike, on the national scene, are they encouraging women to simply get into the bicycle community, I'm sure. But what else about that? What else do you guys stand for to do?
Right, well, you know, we're promoting ride sharing and, and basically trying to make a non-intimidating introduction into the cycling community. So we're meeting women where they're at in this process.
Sure.
And so some of them race. Some Black women like to, you know, ride up mountains. So there's, I mean, different things that you can really get into.
Absolutely.
And so there's a virtual rides that they offer. And so therefore, you can set your own goal. And so if you want to ride 5 miles and you can just stay at home and set your goals and put a bib on and get a medal. And
how interesting.
And so there's a couple of those. We have a national meetup this year. They're going to D.C. and they'll do a ride in D.C.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then there'll be some food and lunch and there'll probably be some dancing.
No.
Oh, yeah. And so I won't be able to go yet this year because I'm going with my husband on a cruise. But
that's tough.
But next year, I'm hoping to go. They also have a group that's going to the 5 boroughs in New York and riding those. So they closed the 5 boroughs down. Can you imagine bicycles and you can just ride your bike? Oh, anyway. So
throughout New York, yeah.
Through those 5 boroughs.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. And so there's a group that's going to that. And so I like that, the national meetup. So you get to also meet other women that are in other chapters across the nation.
So, up till this point, have you had any communication with ladies from other chapters?
Well, I am part of a Shiro group where there are other lady leaders, and so we share a Facebook and we share different ideas through that. And so, absolutely.
You know, I was thinking as we were talking about, and this was founded in Pittsburgh, you said, I believe, right? There's a lot of difference between Pittsburgh and Des Moines.
I bet.
Yeah. I mean, even the cultural makeup of Pittsburgh is mighty different than Des Moines. So the national organization, were they going, what, you're going to start something in Des Moines?
Oh, not at all.
No, they were encouraged that.
I mean, they already had probably over 70 chapters when I started. So she's been doing this a while, and she has them all.
Isn't that great?
All different places. There's actually one that's supposed to be in... It's in Iowa. It's the Quad Cities.
Yeah. Sure.
And so I don't know if it's active or not. So there's already been a chapter in Iowa.
Very nice.
I've reached out to them, but I haven't heard anything back from the person.
So if people are interested in learning more about Black Girls Do Bike, how do they get in touch with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, if they're just interested in Black Girls Do Bike in general,
right.
I would direct them to our national website because that's where you're going to find out the most information. If you are a woman of color that is interested in joining or being a part of our group, we have a closed Facebook page on Facebook, and you just look up Des Moines chapter Black Girls Do Bike. And then just submit a request, and then we can review you and get you a part of the group. And that's just for the safety of our other riders.
Absolutely. And we will have links, ladies and gentlemen, to all of that, so you don't have to remember how to get there. We will have links to not only the national organization of Black Girls Do Bike, but also the local Des Moines organization, so you can hit them both up and find out more about what in the world Brandy Miller is doing out there. Good stuff. I'm really grateful that we met on a Sunday, and congratulations. It sounds like something fun.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right, we've got to call it quits for the day. That is nigh on to 6 o'clock. That means we're out of here, for crying out loud. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, earlier we heard from Maureen Berger. She was talking about selling, and there's a specific way to do that. The four basic rationale pieces about selling anything, product or service. And then, of course, Brandy Miller from Black Girls do bike. If you missed any or all of those, of course, you can find our long-form business interviews on iTunes, on Podbean. You can find them on TuneIn Radio and also on Stitcher. All right, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Jimmy Olsen is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Mary Sayer, well, she is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jeff Delvo, he would happen to be the general manager here at the Des Moines Radio Group. And the producer, the fine guy that sits behind the microphone and makes sure everything gets underway, is Tyler Hackenmiller. For all those folks and the person that wrote, directed, and did the music you're listening to right now exclusively for the Business News Hour, his name is James Goodler. For all those people, my name is Michael Libby. We'll be back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.